Well, that's the only one I know here in San Antonio. It's a lot of creek.
Okay. What would you call like a small rise in the land?
Small rise of the land? I wouldn't know.
Okay, what do you call a big rise in the land?
I wouldn't know that either.
Well, just...
Mountains.
Okay, all right. Okay, and then what would you call something smaller than a mountain?
Level ground.
Well...
Level mountains.
It's a... it's like the mountain's real big and jagged,
yeah.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. But if you got smaller things like around here...
Oh, hills.
Okay. Is there anything else you might call it besides a hill?
That's lumps.
Okay. What do you call that thing on the door that you turn to get...
A handle. Door knob.
Okay. Would you ever use the word knob when you're talking about something like a hill?
No.
Okay. I wouldn't either.
Because I've always talked about hills or small hills or knobs.
Yeah.
Okay. Knobs is those little bitty stumps that you have to walk when you're in a pasture.
Uh-huh.
You tell the girls, be careful, there's a stump.
Uh-huh.
Or a thump, or whatever the girls use. They use different things for those little...
Yeah.
Because one of my girls had hit her toe on a small stump, and she fell flat in a bag of cactus.
Ooh.
How that she did it, nobody ever knew. And you know, she only got few cactus on her bottom.
Is that right?
And she said, I had to pluck them out. Oh, that girl was so sore.
Yeah.
She said, how did I ever do that? And I said, because your feet are so big, you don't know where you're going. We keep telling her, watch it where you're going.
What?
Look out where you're going.
I feel
but her feet is like that.
Oh.
And she's just a little runt.
Kind of L-shaped.
Yeah. Oh, okay, she's got the feet. And her sister's got big feet. Her sister wears size 12.
That's a big foot. Mine were big.
And boy, you gotta watch her. You gotta tell her every 5 minutes, both of them.
Uh-huh.
Look out, we're gonna go. If you're gonna climb a mountain, you stay behind.
Yeah.
Get up in front. Because you'll knock all of us down.
Everybody down, yeah. What would you call like the rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharp?
A sharp steep. A steep.
Okay.
It's a slant where you have to be real careful to go down.
Yeah. What would you call one that's just straight up and down that you couldn't climb down? Or couldn't climb up
A slip mountain.
Okay. Sometimes up in the mountains, there'll be a place like this, you know, where a road goes across. And
oh, yes. They call it a triangle mountain.
Okay. Sometimes when a gunfighter kills a man, he cuts a what on his belt?
A notch on his belt.
Okay. Would you ever use the word notch to refer to a thing in a mountain?
No.
Okay. What do you call a place where boats land and where they unload freight?
Dock.
Okay. And what would you call a place in the river where, you told me that already. let me see, what else? What are most of the roads around here made out of?
Gravel, tar,
cement. Okay. And if it's not paved at all, they haven't done anything.
Just a gravel road.
Okay, having put gravel down, what would you call it?
Laying the gravel.
No, they just went out with a bulldozer and there's just...
Oh, they roll it down. They use a steamroller to push it harder down towards the ground so it won't fly up and hit you when you ride the car.
Okay, out in the country they have roads that don't even have gravel on them. What would you call that kind of
road? I just call it a dirt road.
Okay. What would you call a little road out in the country that goes off the main road? It might be paved, might not.
Oh, I call it a dirt road.
Okay. What if it's paved? What would you call it?
A little side road.
Okay. Suppose you were going down to a man's farm and you're going down the public road and then you turned into his land, you know, on...